All right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is, and you're listening to Mission Possible. I'm the boss, RJ, and we're going to get this party going on. You know what it is? It's time for the spirit to come into all. I got a man who's going to bring it to you. Yeah, we're going to get really, really raw right now. We're going to get full of the spirit. How is that? Why is that? Oh, my goodness. You know why. Because now it's time to start talking about the spirit. And Boss RJ knows. Now, see, I have made a promise, and I'm fulfilling it. And I have made a promise, and it's been fulfilled. And that is, I promised you that I was going to have an exciting guest, that we were going to have a guest. Usually you're just talking to me and I'm talking to you, but now we got an authority on the line. And that authority is going to be joining me in Sedona, Arizona, with a lot of other powerful people. Now, when I say power, not in the terms of like our president and all them other people out there wielding whatever it is they think they have. We are talking about the power of vitality. Tonight we're going to be talking about vital issues. Can't get any more serious than the spirit and the material, which I try to deal with, called food. Now, I have on the line right now, hold on to your socks, all you lucky listeners out there, I have the author of Eating for Beauty, Naked Chocolate, and of course, Sun Food Diet Success, of which yours truly is on page 570. And all I can say is that tonight we're going to be talking about change. We're going to be talking about words like raw and vegan and celebration. We're going to be talking about nutrition. We're going to be talking about plant food-based lifestyles. And I'm going to be talking to a man who was born after I graduated. So we are talking about future generation now coming together with all of us who have been duped, and now they're telling us what we, the older people, I'm 55, need to do. So without further ado, I would like to welcome you, David Wolf, also known as Avocado, also known as the Cacao Pope, and anything else you'd like to call yourself, you can let me in on it now. But please say hello to our listeners here on Mission Possible Radio, and let's get down with the get down so they know why we're talking to each other. How you doing tonight? Hello? Wow. I think that was the best opening I ever did, and I don't have anybody on the line. Why, Don, did we lose our guest? Hello?
You still with me, RJ?
Oh, boy. Did you hear your opening?
I did, and I'll tell you what, that was a heck of an opening, and now that you can hear me, I'm going to tell you that I'm excited to be on this call with you. I'm excited to spend some time with our listeners out there, and we are going to entertain tonight, aren't we?
Oh, we are. I think that's the signature of the magic when we get together, David. That's why I love you so much. So
we do have a magic together. It's awesome.
What brought us together is the fact that we're coming together in Sedona in October.
And we have a big event we're going to be doing together.
Huh?
We have a big event we're doing together. We're going to be out there doing this raw spirit gathering. And I'm excited to see you in a different context than where I've seen you the last few years, which is out there on the big island of Hawaii. We're going to see you now in the desert. See just how you can rock and roll out there with those folks and show them all a good raw time.
Oh, you know it. I have been looking forward to me and my partner, we have not been off this island in 12 years. And it was that brochure and your glowing countenance and Sedona, I said, I cannot miss this. This is going to be awesome. It is going to be live. It is going to be everything. It's going to be like a party we never, ever, ever, ever thought could happen out in the middle of a desert.
Let me just put it down into one phrase for you. This is going to be more fun than humans were formerly allowed to have. It's going to be one of those kinds of weekends. So I know, RJ, I'm just planning on being up for 3 days in a row and just hanging out with the likes of you in some, you know, crazy corner of that whole party somewhere, having literally the best time ever.
Well, let's give the viewers, you are going to be attending, and you are a big part of this. Happy Oasis, who is the founder, and this is not your first appearance. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect, because this will be your third year?
Well, I've done these kinds of events literally going on a dozen years. The raw food gatherings every year have taken on different they've taken on different clothing. You know, it's looked different, but essentially it's been the same people behind it, and that's been a dozen years of these kinds of events. Finally now, with the help of Happy Oasis and yourself and Laura Fox and the whole team, has now become really quite a big gathering and a real spiritual renewal, revival kind of experience where people can really go, whoa, I can get all my vitality back, have total life force going through my veins, never be sick again, and have fun while it's all happening by eating the best food ever and hanging out with the best people ever. That's what we're talking about here. That's what's possible now.
Now, what can people expect if, what are you going to be talking about there? I know you've got a big chunk of time there, and you're going to be bring me up to date and up to snuff on some of the newest discoveries, what you've been up to. This is, I like the news, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you like the news stuff. Okay, let me tell you what happened today. Let me tell you something. The other day, I'm a wild herb hunter. That's a big part about what I personally do in my spare time.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I was out in the forest, and I found on the most sacred spot in that whole area of the forest, directly smack dab in the middle, two reishi mushrooms. It was a shocking and startling surprise, and what a score, and we made some tea out of that, which is unbelievable.
Okay, fill us in for those people. You see, you say that like, yeah, everybody knows, but fill me in on what you're talking about. What did you find exactly?
Okay,
what
exactly. Well, there is a very, very esoteric, very elusive mushroom that grows throughout the entire taiga regions of Siberia, all the way across the northern reaches of Canada into the New England states of America. And that particular mushroom is very highly regarded in Chinese medicine. It's called spirit mushroom. And it's so rare to find it is literally like a blessing. And you might be blessed to find it maybe once a week if you're really good at what you do, and once a year or once every 5 years if you're kind of a novice. It's that rare. Anyway, today what happened was is we had this event the other day where we found these two growing on a very sacred spot in the forest. Well, today I was out in the forest and I was kind of in a meditation prayer walking through the forest, as you know most of us do for our concentration time, just getting a walk alone. And I found myself in the midst, and it was such high-level magic, I found myself in the midst of 50 reishi mushrooms. I mean, it blew me over. I couldn't even believe what happened, because it topped the event that happened the other day of finding these two in that sacred place. Here I was in literally the biggest score of reishi mushrooms probably ever, and that happened today. That was just on my hike this evening.
Wow. Did you feel like you were being led there?
I was so deep into a meditation. I was so deep, I didn't even know where. I mean, I can pretty much navigate myself into very elusive, far-reaching ends of the forest near my house that are very far from anything, and find my way back home before nightfall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about halfway into one of those experiences.
You know, you're from the Garden State. I know this. You're from New Jersey, and
that's
we
right.
Do like our woods, and we do like our walks, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So you like woods, too. You know, that whole pine tree thing and the pine barrens of New Jersey,
yeah,
there's something very special there.
It very is. You know, when you tell me that you found those mushrooms, it kind of leads me into the next thing. We used to say all the time, gold doesn't glitter in the field. You have to know what you're looking for. There are only special people that would know that they were standing in the middle of a field of reishi mushrooms and how rare that is. And that's what we're talking about here when we're talking about studying nature. You can be looking at it and not see the value in it unless you're trained. And I think this is what you're passing on to other people as they experience in you in your retreats and other things like that. Wouldn't you say?
I think that's it. It's an experience. And it's certainly not everybody's going to go out there and become a wild herb hunter, but some people are. And most important is that people are able to benefit from some of these great things. Like, you know, I'm probably going to sneak off one of these reishi mushrooms off to, you know, a big party that's happening out there in the desert. And we might be able to actually throw that in the tea and all taste the beauty of this wondrous herb. This is the kind of thing that I think, is entertaining for everybody. And everybody can enjoy a nice drink. Everybody can enjoy a beautiful beverage, a great meal. And this is where live food really brings us into the 21st century, to bring us meals, the great food that we're offering now, the most incredible organic food ever. And it's all 100% enjoyable, healthy, beautiful, and everybody feels good all the way around.
Well, you know, David, there's a lot of controversy today about the kind of food, about what means organic, what is GMO. I want to cut to the chase. You're a leading authority on nutrition. You've been an advocate of eating raw and changing your diet slowly and getting into a different lifestyle, carrying on with what you wear, what you put in your eyes, what you put on your hair, eating for beauty, all of those books. Now we come to this fundamental thing where I'm getting here on the Big Island, people asking, how do you protect yourself against some of the things that are coming that are these genetically modified organisms? And sometimes you look at the food and you say it just looks too good to be true. Is there vitality even in food that has been tampered with, like GMO? Is it better to eat that food than to eat the processed, all the garbage and the manufactured stuff? Can you answer me a question about the value of the seed stock that we're seeing today in our foods? And how?
Well, I tell you, it is absolutely crazy what's going on out there. And Roxy, I absolutely love you because you know that, and you can have fun with it and entertain people with, you know, giving people other options, other choices. And that's really the best thing we can do at this point. But I will say this, once you get far enough into it, where you actually have cleansed your body, you've gotten some of the toxins out, you realize how far in we are. I mean, all of us are in a very toxic soup, and we've got to climb our way back out. And there's only one way. We have to do the cleansing. We have to do the dietary changes. And when we also have to have fun with it. We have to have fun through the whole process. And then what will happen is then you will find each step along the way what you're supposed to do next. I couldn't sit here and tell you what's going to be coming up down the pipe is to protect us from GMO, this, that, and the other thing. But what I can tell you is that if you start down the process and cleansing yourself and connecting with your food and buying organic and even getting onto some herbs and that kind of a thing, what happens is you then will know what the next step is, the next step beyond that. And you know, it's endless.
Yeah. You know, I want to introduce the fact to my listening audience that you are an Essene priest and now a cardinal, perhaps?
I'm a bishop, actually.
Oh, excuse me, a bishop. Okay, then let's move diagonally into that. Kind of explain, because a lot of people who are not listening to this now will be listening to it in the archives. And so I never like to take anything for granted when we're talking, and I don't like to talk over people's heads. So I introduced Essene priest, now you say bishop. Give me a little bit of a upbeat on what that is and what that
is. Oh, what
means.
That is. Okay. Well, the Essenes, E-S-S-E-N-E, were essentially a group of people that lived near the Dead Sea, mostly affiliated with the Jews of that area. This is for thousands of years, even thousands of years ago. In fact, it's purported by many good sources that actually Jesus was born into an Essene family and that he is actually an Essene by birth. And the Essene tradition has continued on, acknowledging Jesus as a great kind of, you know, word and voice in terms of the overall betterment and the evolution of humankind and the spirituality of humankind, and as a being of love, all of that is incorporated now into the Essene teachings. But what's also incorporated in the Essene teachings is teachings on diet and right livelihood, just making sure that we keep our temple clean, that we keep a smile on our face, that we're planting things in the garden, that we're keeping that whole cycle intact, that creates longevity, which is a cycle of putting seeds into the earth, putting our waste into the earth, and nourishing the next generation by what comes out of that. And to me, the Essenes is not something you preach. You either recognize yourself as an Essene or you don't. That's kind of the deal with it. And there's no dogma in the Essene teachings. You're not allowed to actually proselytize. You can only be who you are, and if anybody asks, you just say, well, here's the deal. And those people who recognize themselves as Essenes will immediately know that that's their deal. That's actually what happened to me completely. I was totally against all religion. I thought it was all ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. And then here comes a whole, you know, system that's just perfect for me. It was amazing. And I fell right into it and love it. Absolutely love the Essene teachings.
Why don't you speak on St. John the Baptist? Wasn't he an Essene priest?
Yeah, many of the great martyrs of, you know, Christian theology are all Essenes, or they're affiliated with the Essenes, or we can somehow back it up to some connection to the Essenes. And the Essenes have never left. They've always been with us. They're the great alchemists of history. They're the great planters and agriculturalists of history, you know, that have come out of the, like, Judeo-Christian, Hebraic kind of tradition from, you know, that corner of the world where, you know, Africa touches Asia, touches Europe. You know, this is the cradle of humanity, and so, you know, it's a teaching that touches all aspects of, you know, the human condition.
I think that's why the Raw Spirit Fest is going to be such an awesome, awesome, awesome event, David, because we have the political, we have the spiritual, we have the material, we have the innovations, the paying attention to what is natural, all of these things, an opportunity for people for an entire weekend to act as if, and change will occur. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. There's never been anything like this. This has never been attempted in the history of humanity, a gathering like this. It's kind of like Burning Man without any burning.
Oh. Uh-oh. You know what that means.
I don't know what
that means. There's somebody on the line and they want to talk to us. Who's out there?
It's kind of like Burning Man, but instead of burning men, it's thriving women and thriving humanity.
Uh-oh, we know whose voice that is, don't we, David?
That's Happy Oasis.
Happy, welcome aboard.
Good tidings, thank you. There's a lot of exciting things happening this week.
Well, we got David Wolf on the line.
David.
Why don't you guys talk for a minute?
So we're going to be seeing each other really soon. In fact, this Friday, we are so thrilled to be part of the best weekend ever in Los Angeles.
Yeah, for those folks who don't know, this weekend in Los Angeles, a group of superheroes has literally gotten together and coordinated a monumental event called TheBestWeekendEver.com, if you want to check that out. That's where it's all at. And what will be exchanged at that gathering of individuals is unlike anything really that's ever come before. But I can tell you, right immediately after that, there'll be a similar exchange of energies happening at this Raw Spirit Festival that we're hearing so much about. But the best weekend ever promises to have lots of surprises, and that's the power of a live event. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, that's kind of interesting because 40 years ago in 1967, there was the best day ever. It was called the Monterey Pop. Altamont. Does anybody remember that out there? If it's anything like that, boy, you guys are going to have a lot of fun. Happy, this is your Take 5 Raw. David, I want you to stay on that line, but we're going to be giving Happy 5 minutes here to bring us up to date on what's happening, and then we're going to get back to the conversation because I want to hear all about some of your trips to South America and other places that you've been recently. Okay?
Cool.
All right. Happy? You got it. Bring us up to date.
Well, it is so phenomenal. I don't even know where to begin. A mystic musician, Ja Levi, is going to be performing live at the Raw Spirit Festival on Sunday evening. Also, the celebrity health pioneer, Patricia Bragg, of Bragg's many products that are all over the health food stores. She is going to be honoring us with her presence speaking as well. Kathy Zavada has just joined us. So can you imagine, day after day, more and more celebrity musicians and speakers are saying yes to the Raw Spirit Festival. Everybody wants to be part of this event. And now there are over 125 astounding performers and amazing presenters at this event. The party is going to continue late into the night, so we're inviting people to come with their drums, to bring their most musical, magical instruments, festivating dance clothes, and most empowering love poems. We're going to be having a drum circle with drum wizard Frank Thomas, poetry sharing with Longfellow himself, his descendant Lang Longfellow, African world natural music dance with the electric Liz Fowler, chakra titillating chanting with the angelic pianist Kathy Zavada, and the ambrosial Ja Levi. So get ready to express yourself at the late night live open mic jam dance parties. For the first time ever, Raw Spirit Festival is making history by offering free raw coaching to all those who are new transitioning in or out of raw vegetarian foods and other healthful dietary choices. Conscious Speed Dating Game is an amazing opportunity if you're keen to meet like-minded others who share a healthy, creative, conscious path. Participants will take part in co-creating another first in the raw food movement, this new dating paradigm. What else is happening? Media such as BDS Radio. Reverend Roxy herself is going to be part of our event, is going to be present with Mission Possible, the show we're listening to right now. And Quest TV is going to be heading up our extensive and eclectic media teams of radio shows, newspapers, magazines, TV stations, both internet and live. We're going to be celebrating also peace. Why peace at a health festival? Because, you know, it's really hard to be healthy when you're being bombed. And it's also really difficult, challenging to be healthy when our environment is compromised. So part of this event is about celebrating peace, and we're going to be taking five for peace and five for loving kindness so we can create majestic moments of silence, which will only ensure us to augment our ecstasy. So those are a few of the updates. There's so many more, and we will continue those next week at Raw for Five. Thank you, Roxy, David, Avocado. I will look forward to seeing you this Friday at your event, the best weekend ever. And everyone who's there, I'm sure, will be coming to the Raw Spirit Festival at rawspirit.com.
Absolutely fantastic, Happy Oasis. Awesome.
Happy, you are getting better and better and better at this. And this is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I can't believe Ja Levi is coming. And you know what? You did so good. You got 2 minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, Ja Levi, Shimshai is performing before Ja Levi. And, of course, Tina Malia is going to be there as well. And so this is becoming a this is becoming a world-class music event on top of everything else. Now, why music at a health, at something that started off being a health event? Because music is one of the most wholesome, healthful paths in creation. And how did this event start? I would like to thank David Wolf. Thank you, David. Because of David Wolf, who saved my life from his first book, I decided to start this festival. So if it weren't for David Wolf, I would probably not be here, and therefore the festival wouldn't be. So
yeah.
I'd like to close on that note by opening.
Thank you, Happy. That's a really nice compliment. But I have to say that I've really enjoyed being a part of getting this event together. But the vast, massive majority of the work has actually been on your shoulders, and you've done a great job of carrying it. So thank you for that.
Well, my pleasure. You know, here at the Raw Spirit Festival headquarters, we have this organic community that is growing, it's burgeoning, and we have the opportunity to experience the Raw Spirit Festival 365 days of the year. And it is a party here nonstop, and we are activating to such levels of supernatural health that we are almost other than sleeping. We are just like awake. We're becoming awake on so many levels, from fun to celestial communion. It is absolutely astounding, and we're going to take that spirit into the weekend event. And then from that weekend, that is going to be just the beginning of what's going to happen when everybody goes home. That's when the festival really begins. So thank you both. Bliss forth. I celebrate you both. I love you. And we will see you at the Raw Spirit Festival.
Yay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Can't wait. Good night.
So how are we doing, Roxy? We having a good time here tonight?
Oh, we're having a great time, David. You know, I wanted to also talk. You know, we've got crises in the world, but we also have crosses to bear. Now, one of them is sometimes we get into our pet projects, and sometimes we don't get a chance to talk about them enough. And I know you have a pet project. You have a goal to plant a bunch of trees. And when I mean a bunch, folks, we are not talking about 100. We're not talking about 200 or 1,000 or 100,000. Will you please tell my listeners exactly how many trees you are going to plant with your tree plant foundation?
The amount of trees needed to reverse all the damage that's ever been done to the atmosphere by human intervention is 18 billion trees. That's three for every man, woman, and child alive on this whole earth. That's a reasonable goal. And since we're going to be planting trees, they might as well be fruit trees. So we founded the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, FTPF.org, with the sole mission as a nonprofit organization to plant 18 billion fruit trees on this earth. And we've definitely gotten over 10,000 in the ground now. And we're now rolling out whole programs, outdoor classroom programs where kids in elementary schools, they walk out the door and boom, there's their classroom. It's their orchard. That's their new Friday afternoon is out in the orchard. And this is what we're introducing to at least 30 new schools in the next 18 months. And we've already done quite a few of schools like this, and it's been just an absolute success. We've also done Native American reservation plantings. After the Raw Spirit Gathering, we're going to go down to the Havasupai Nation down there in the Grand Canyon, and we're going to experience the magic down there with the natives. And we did 250 fruit trees down there this year, a vision that a friend of mine, Jason Aberback, and I had for over 10 years, and it happened due to the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation. It's an amazing project. We've been planting also at drug rehab centers and at animal sanctuaries where animals are taken from laboratories and other places that really probably shouldn't exist on the planet and are brought back onto farms, and then we plant fruit trees on those farms.
To many people, you're a somewhat of a guide and an authority. I have a question for you. Who are your heroes?
That's a good question, Roxy. Whenever I think about you, you're one of my heroes.
Aw, you're so sweet. But
I'll tell you why, because you are an original. You're an original, and that's very rare in our world. Someone who really is themselves and is just fully alive as themselves, as a creator, and as a person who's who has a creative impulse that must be heard. You have that, and it's awesome. I mean, I would have loved to have seen you when you were younger in theater or something like that. You probably were outstanding, and you probably still are.
Oh, I am. I played HUD in Hair. I got the role of HUD in Hair, and I was 52 years old.
That's awesome.
I look like, I'll show you a picture when I come. I look like Jimi Hendrix.
That's cool.
But, you know, music is very important. We grew up with music, didn't we, Dave?
We did, and it's critical. I mean, it's the soundtrack of your life.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let you off so easy. Besides me, who else has influenced you, let me put it a little more specifically, that was a guide for you? Well, who did you read? You see what I'm saying? I want to know.
Yeah. Victor Schauberger is a big hero of mine.
Give me a little synopsis
about him. He showed me something in his understanding about how nature works. That Victor Schauberger, if you don't know this, probably most people don't know, actually, was an incredible Austrian scientist, and he figured out the whole jet engine concept back in the 1920s, and in fact, his patents were stolen during the whole collapse of the war and the Nazis and all that kind of thing. The whole jet engine idea was basically ripped off of him and given to some other guy, whatever his name is, Henschel or whatever that guy's name is, who got the credit. But it was really Victor Schauberger who developed all those theories and that technology by studying nature and how water works and the understanding of the hydrological cycle and how water will actually levitate to the top of a mountain and form a cold spring and come out as a stream, and why that is. And his research to me is pretty much, I think, definitively opens up an understanding that our technology does not have to be destructive, that it can actually work with nature, and we can create a non-polluting, technologically advanced civilization. And that, to me, is a huge, huge piece of the puzzle, because if we have to continue to burn coal and create all this other nonsense and the spontaneous combustion engine and all that stuff and nuclear, we are going to destroy ourselves. There's no question about it. That stuff is unsustainable and dangerous. But Victor Schauberger shows us another type of technology based on imploding water and actually turning water into a fuel, not in a fuel to be exploded, but a fuel to be imploded, that can create a suctional force that can then run a turbine and then run an engine and then generate power without damaging the environment.
You know, David, you continually blow my mind, and I blow my mind. I just put out a publication called Liberty Bell. I just put it to bed about 2 days ago. And do you want to know that one of the articles that I put into my pamphlet is Gas from Water? And in it, I put a man, Stan Meyer, which I then challenge everybody to go and look up, his patent. And I'll, for the record, because these are archives, I'm going to tell you that you don't have to reinvent the water wheel. It's right there for us, right there in his patent. He did it on September 22nd, 1992. The United States government gave him a patent. By 1999, he was dead. They poisoned him. But he has left for us what you're talking about. And I just want to challenge everybody out there. You heard it from David Wolf. He said it. I asked the question. He said it. And now you can get the Liberty Bell publication, and I'm going to be putting it up online, and you can read U.S. Patent. If you can't wait, just type it into the search engine. U.S. Patent 5,149,407. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm going to get back to David Wolf. But there's just a little too much synchronicity here, David.
Right on.
You know,
Victor Schauberger is a big hero. I'm also a big fan of the great agriculturalists. A lot of them discussed in The Secret Life of Plants and The Secret Life of the Soil by Christopher Bird and Peter Tompkins. Those books, I think, summarize many of the lives and teachings and works of my heroes. Who are the great plant growers, the great breeders of the great, you know, varieties of grapes and things that we take for granted these days, that worked with nature, you know, to a point of, you know, where, for example, in the case of Luther Burbank, one of the cacti that was growing at his house just dropped all its spines because he loved it so much it just changed. It became a different kind of a plant. And that's a documented fact, and that's also a place you can go visit. You can even go visit that cactus right in Los Angeles.
That's amazing.
So these areas of actually where the rubber hits the road, which is food, right? This is where the problem is in our culture, that we have distorted thoughts because of our distorted food. We have disturbed thoughts because our food is disturbed. And that if we correct that relationship with our food, which is our primary relationship, and the most important relationship in our life, more important than our mother, father, anything, is the relationship that we have with food, which is a relationship with the earth. Correcting that is absolutely transformative on every aspect of the creativity of your life, the joy you can experience in your life. It's like an explosion of creativity and imagination, because you free yourself from what really is kind of, you know, this junk food of civilization, and you get on to real food, which is food that has love in it.
Now, you grew up in New Jersey, and you grew up in a family of, I would say, doctors. Is that not correct?
Yeah. Both my mom and dad are medical doctors. Imagine that household. Imagine, I actually didn't grow up in my house. I grew up in my dad's office, where, you know, I saw people coming in drunk, high on cocaine, crashed their motorcycle 20 miles to the nearest hospital, couldn't make it, had to be brought to my dad. My dad had to put them together right in front of me, and I'm 5 years old watching this. I've seen that multiple times, many times in my childhood. That is why I'm a raw foodist today. It's why I advocate natural health today, because life is so precious. We have, you know, very little days on this earth. And if we can have more joy in those days and more health in each cell of our body, then each one of those days is going to become even that much more special that we get to share here together on Earth.
Now, I have a real sensitive question to ask you. Now, I know that you were over on Maui, and that you are one of the islands over here, and you were holed up writing a new book. Is that not true? Yes or no? Yes or no?
It's true.
That's true. And now, Am I correct? What's the rumor that there's a title to this book already?
The title of the book, I'm actually able to release it, and if all goes well, Roxy, you mark my words, copies of this book will be at this Raw Spirit Festival.
Now, what's the title to that book?
The title is Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And here's the subtitle, How to Quit Your Job and Become a Superhero.
Superhero! Yes, yes, yes. Now, tell our listeners about this, because this is important, folks. This is part of what we're talking about in terms of the spirit. This title of your book is exactly more an order, isn't it? It's a description of life itself, is it not?
It is. I mean, Amazing Grace is the nature of the reality that we're in. Amazing things happening all the time. It's the grace that we get to experience of being able to get in an airplane like I'm doing tomorrow and flying halfway across the world. I mean, this is amazing grace. And it's time to get into appreciation and get out of judgment. It's time to get into, like, really living instead of, you know, more dying. That's what we're getting into here.
So you're focusing on that positive. You are aware that like attracts like in the universe of plenty. And with the beauty that you are radiating, you can't help but win, David. I want to cheer you on with this because it's a really confusing world out there. It's a lot like when Christ was around and he had a powerful light. He knew that his light was coming from above. He was coming from nature itself. He was a very simple man. And people were attracted to him because he was effective in their life. And I believe that's why you're drawing so many people, because they know they've got to change. Can you address this in terms of people who are out there right now listening to you and saying, yeah, well, it's easy for him to say, you know, he's around, and it's like Yul Gibbons, you know, you ever eat a park bench, it tastes just like wild hickory nuts, you know, and so on, and they're making all these jokes. But what could you say to these people as to fundamentally why you need to consider this change about what your living foods, start eating more living foods? What could you say to them? And what can you give them in terms of what on your site? I want you to kind of get a little plug here, because that's what it's all about, too, is to let people know about your beautiful site and how it's changed. Because I know you used to be the rawfood.com, but now you're another thing, and you're doing things. And I'd like for you to explain that, because a lot of people know you, but maybe they haven't checked out your site in a long time.
Yeah, my site is sunfood.com, sunfood.com. And that site is really the work of 13 years. Of myself and a whole crew of individuals. I mean, people who have really innovated and dramatically changed the whole course of nutritional history, probably in the world. I mean, there's been people that have been working with me over the years that have had an enormous impact on what people are eating out there, even people listening right now, but you never would hear their names. You know, you might hear my name, but you wouldn't hear their name.
Well, say their names. Let's get it in history book.
I want to definitely thank Marnie Wahlquist. You know, Marnie has been working with me for something like 8 years, 9 years. She was one of the first employees I ever hired, and she's still with our company. And she's done every job at sunfood.com. I mean, everything you could imagine, she's done it. She's done it well, and she's an extraordinary part of this whole movement and an extraordinary herbalist and superfoodist. But, you know, she's unknown to really anyone outside of my world. And then there's people like Jay Pope and Brian Bowers, Doug Harbison, Bob Lawson, who are there working every day. Diane Onstad, my God, Diane is like, this woman is a genius. She's incredible. She's the author of many books herself on nutrition. And she's been right there, right with me, right hand, right next to me, for years, guiding the whole destiny of sunfood.com. And you may have never even heard her name, never even mentioned her name. This woman is outstanding. And it goes on. I mean, the crew of people that we have there is really outstanding. And when you get a package from us, you can tell. You can tell it's congruent all the way through, that all the love that's ever touched that product is carried all the way right through to you. And we have done everything we can do to make sure that that is the case. And, you know, I don't care if we go bankrupt because we charge too much money, because that's what it costs to get a product like that out there. And those are the issues we do face. but I don't care. I cannot compromise that level of integrity. The product has to have the love in it, and it has to be delivered with the love, or I won't even want to deal with it.
Yes, as we enter into this, what we know to be true about DNA and connected to the universe, our thoughts, our actions, our every movement with our food can affect its vital nature. I agree with you very much so there. I'm enjoying this, and we're going to continue. One of the things I wanted to talk about also, because you're such a renaissance man, and I don't even know if renaissance is the word, because it's just that you have such an eclectic viewpoint of the world, and because of where you go in the world, you seem to be like a sponge in a way. You're able to bring it all back, and then we bring it out of you, and we get that, because I'm not a world traveler like you. But you also have a band. Is that not true?
Well, I'm right now, Roxy, I'm looking at my drum set. I am a very hardcore drummer. I mean, I'm playing drums every single day. It's almost like a shamanic kind of meditation. And I've been doing that for 18 years, and I've learned how to play with, you know, things like Neil Peart and all that kind of stuff. And we formed a band called the Healing Waters Band years ago. And we've recorded 2 albums, and they're very good albums. I'd put them up against anything. And if you ever get a chance to hear them, hear them. But I don't play with those guys anymore because life has moved us on to different parts of our own evolution. I still play with a lot of musicians, people who show up at my house, you know, with guitars and stuff. But I'm really into drumming because it is a serious meditation tool for me. I mean, it's a serious part of my life.
Will you be playing drums in Sedona?
I will. That's a good question. I may. I'll see what happens with Ja Levi. Sometimes Ja Levi will let me step in the background of his band. But I'm a trap drum player. I'm not like a conga player, although I can do that, or hand drums. I can do that too, whatever little drums are out there, I'll play. But my favorite thing is a full-on set.
You sound like I should start a band with you, David. You know, I had a band called the Brown Rice Babies.
Ooh.
Maybe we should get together spontaneously, and I'll teach you a few of my songs, and you can teach me a few of your songs, and we'll just have ourselves a party. You know, I got a hotel room there at the resort.
Me too, so we're going to I hope you're next to me.
We're going to have a lot of fun. You know, like I said, I have not been off this island in 12 years.
Oh, my.
I mean, I am in for it, but one of the things, the reasons I'm going is because that's Sedona, and I have to return to the place where I helped put the peace pole. So I'm hoping that maybe we have some time, we can go up to Rachel's Knoll, and I can put my hand, and we can put our hands on that six-sided peace pole. No, it's right there in Sedona. I'd love to show it to you. It's a redwood. It's the only six-sided one in the country, and it was planted in 1995.
Wow.
Yeah. In Sedona, at Rachel's Knoll. It's right behind Pape Blitz.
Roxy, I'm ready to go all the way, and I'm just letting fate take us where it takes us, and hopefully we're going to be at Rachel's Knoll at 3 a.m. and having
yes.
the best day ever.
Yes, for the best night ever, night ever. We're not concluded yet. Do you realize that this is a show that is an hour, and I'm not going to let you go until the very end? There isn't anything political today. I have Insight Hour on Tuesday. I'm sitting in for Dr. Horowitz, who also is going to be at the Raw Spirit Fest. He'll be with Scott Huckabee and maybe Leah, another artist from the Tetrahedron Music Production Company. And so you get to see Scott. And I know that he played at your, what was it, New Year's Eve retreat. Wasn't that true?
Yes, yeah. Scott Huckabee is impressive. That is so exciting. He's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be working with Dr. Horowitz with the Love Coach Seminars. He's going to be traveling with them all in California, and we're going to all meet up. So it's just exciting as we all come together. David, are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not married. You hear that, listeners? He's not married. I know that's probably one of the most incredible questions that you probably get all the time. Are you married? Does anybody ever have the nerve to ask you such a question?
I almost, you know what, Roxy, I almost don't get that anymore. I mean, I don't know what people think, but no one will even ask me anymore.
Uh-oh, you did a good job. You truly are divine now.
I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm just you know, I'm in such a wild ride in this lifetime. You couldn't even believe it, and it's really fun. I mean, I've been in a lot of like bizarre financial situations or emotional situations or whatever kind of stuff's been coming up, and somehow it all just works its way out. But my God, you know, at various times it's like, you know, being at the helm, at the head of a ship in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah.
But, you know, it all works its way out.
So now, here's another question. Today we see people who are dealing with a lot of stress. They're dealing with a lot of health issues. They're dealing with a lot of pressure, debt, credit, all of that kind of thing. Is there a food, a mineral, or something that they can add to their diet that can help them to create and rearrange their mind so that they can get through the day, that they can somehow or another get a little relief from all that stress?
Are you asking me to talk about chocolate?
You know I am.
Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
I mean, what we've done over the last 5 years with cacao, C-A-C-A-O, you know, brought it out of that British word cocoa, C-O-C-O-A. We know what the British did with that word and sugar and everything else. We're not going to talk about that here. But
don't have
to. You know, when we get into the original word cacao and the nut that all chocolate is made out of, which is a nut. It's like a nut, like an almond or a pecan or a walnut. This nut is, without a doubt, the most interesting food in the entire planet. And this is pretty much the crux and focus of a big part of the work that we're doing and have been doing over the last 5 years. And that is getting people reoriented or recalibrated to the original and natural cacao bean, which is chocolate. It's chocolate as it's meant to be. In fact, most listeners actually right now listening have never actually had chocolate. They had some kind of a thing that had been blasted in a furnace, had been dissolved, disintegrated, had sugar added to it, had every kind of chemical, pesticide, laced insecticides, all that kind of stuff on it, been massively processed with all kinds of chemicals that are designed to taste like vanilla, and then, you know, served on a bed of wax, and that's called the chocolate bar.
Mm.
That ain't chocolate. That has nothing to do with chocolate. That's a joke. What we're into now, and what if you're listening to this right now and you're hearing this for the first time, let me allow you to hear something you will not hear ever anywhere, and that is raw chocolate can actually save you. It can actually be so much fun for you that you can get off drinking, drugs, alcohol, all of it just goes right out the window, and get into a sustainable and fun dessert habit called chocolate that is the favorite food of all humankind. My God, what the ends of this is infinite. It's unbelievable where this can go.
Chocolate.
And Roxy, you know about chocolate.
Oh, well, you know, I was leading up to something. You know, I'm coming to Sedona, and I'm going to be doing, me and you, I'm hoping that we'll be able to do a cacao communion like we did here on the Big Island.
Yay.
And I am hoping to bring enough of my wonderful cacao for us to bless all the participants of the Raw Spirit Bath.
Hey, Roxy, you got to allow me to say this to everybody, but your chocolate is absolutely awesome. I mean, I remember when you gave me a whole block?
I did. And I remember the fact is that you was able to keep it. No one has been able to make cacao with the ingredients that I use and not have it melt at room temperature without adding anything to it.
And I can attest that it did not melt, even not just room temperature. I'm talking like tropics temperatures.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely got it going on there. And I literally, that was a big chunk that you gave me. I think I ate that for weeks after.
Well, guess what? Get ready. But more I want to say to you, if you send me some beans in the mail, I will make that cacao candy, and I will bring it to Sedona Toot Sweet, and you'll have a stash for some time to come.
Wow. Okay, now Roxy, you got to email me your address. You have to email me because now I've got a whole house full of people over here.
Oh, I will.
We've got a whole hoop de blue going on over here because I'm leaving here tomorrow.
Oh, but you know, I'll deal with your very able person that contacted me. What is her name?
Sabrina Shekinah, superhero. Now there's a woman who's got her act together.
Oh, I enjoyed talking to her, David, on the phone. I can only tell you, if she is representative of some of your group in your corporation, she was wonderful. I can't begin to tell you how the spirit just connected. And
she's on your frequency. She understands. She connects to that big time.
Capable people. Did you know today is a total 9 day? It is 9/9/2007.
Oh, right. Of course. My God. I
no
didn't
matter how
get
you
that.
Look at it,
whoa,
it's a 9.
Wait a second.
Number 9.
It's a 9/9/9.
It's a 9/9/9 kind of day. And I feel like completion, David. I feel like completion. I'm hoping that our listeners at Mission Possible Radio are feeling the spirit. I'm hoping that they will spontaneously join us in Sedona. But I think that Happy has done something really good for us. She's extended the deadline. Is that not true? To September 15th? Do you know about that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm going to just put it out there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, the deadline was supposed to be August 31st, but I got word, and this is just from the bird, but you can say Reverend Roxy told you that you can still get the early bird registration fee until September 15th, 2007. How's that? Is that beautiful?
That's good news.
Well, we're coming down to the end, and you know what I'm going to do, David? I'm going to let you go to bed, because I think you're on the East Coast or in Canada somewhere, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm in the East Coast, and I'm in Canada. And
it's getting to be about 1 o'clock. Not past your bedtime, but it's about 1 o'clock, isn't it?
But that's not the big thing, Roxy. The main thing is I've got a whole house full of people waiting for me to bust out the door and come join them in a big tea party that we're having over here, chocolate and tea. We're doing reishi mushroom tea and then cow drinks.
Well, I want you to just tell my listeners anything you'd like to say and then sign off, and I'll take care of this last 3 minutes. And I look forward, I look forward and backward to spending some quality time with you, Mr. Avocado.
Right on. Thank you so much. Hey, I am super excited to see you and connect with you in a different environment. And to all our listeners out there tonight or today or whenever you're listening to this, make sure you make today the best day ever. And to do that, you can just incorporate into your little fuel station there with the best foods ever, superfoods, goji berries, cacao beans, honey, vegetable juices, all freshly organically made, organic salads and organic sprouts and seaweeds and nuts and pumpkin seeds and all kinds of goodies that you can just throw right into your mouth. And enjoy to the utmost of what is humanly possible, because let me tell you, we've got it good. That what we get to have and the experiences we get is beyond comprehension. And if you want to fully partake in all the goodness that Mother Nature can provide, then it's time to start jumping onto the live food, raw food, superfood, herbal bandwagon, and just having a good time on your day trip here on Earth. That's what I got to say tonight. And, yeah, it's all good. Everything is working out perfectly. Roxy, I love you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, David. You have a good tea party.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, listeners, did I tell you we was going to have some fun tonight? Did we not? Was the mission possible? I told you I was going to have a quality guest. You can't get any more quality than David Wolf. I mean, if you want to know, just go to his website, like he said, and check it out. This is Mission Possible Radio. This is BBSRadio.com. I mean, we are talking about the cutting edge, and I hope that you enjoyed this program. And so, therefore, without further ado, I want to wish you all, just like David, all the best week ever. and that I will see you back here. And listen to the Insight Hour. It's going to be 9-1-1, and we are going to be going over the truth on Tuesday on the Insight Hour. I'll be hosting it, Dr. Len's on the road, so that's just a little warning that I'm at home, he's on the road, and hopefully I can get him in on the conversation to let me know what's going on with the seminar tour. So, Dawn, without further ado, whoever my technician is, take me out with a little music. And everybody, the mission is possible.